Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We took a little vacation, a little break, but we are back and we are better than ever.
Back in the New York groove.
Yeah, we're back. Back in the New York groove.
Unfortunately, we will now have to sing songs to you guys.
Right. Well, that brings up a great point. We, unfortunately,
bad news.
Sad news. We are no longer allowed to play songs at all during the podcast. Only the intro and the outro music, which we have not decided on the outro song.
We have to pick one song to end every podcast.
Yeah, one song and one song only.
And we're lucky enough to keep the Jay-Z intro.
And we are lucky
It's... You know, basically, not to get too deep into it, but copyright, the labels, they're cracking down on music being used in podcasts, and we've gone a lot longer than we thought we were. Like, we've heard about this for a long time
now. If you look at, like, the playlist, it's crazy how many songs are on it.
Yeah.
It's like thousands.
Well, we do have that playlist, so if you're missing those songs, you can go listen on our Instagram. We have a highlight with the playlist.
No, I almost think that you should think, like, what songs you would have put in the podcast, just put them on the playlist anyway, you know?
Yeah,
like, just
maybe
be
I'll
like, these are what I would have.
Right, we can
and
get...
And then, if people want to get real crazy, they can do it on their own.
Yeah, we'll, like, sell it on the black market, like...
We can get a Friday energy playlist going for everybody, but unfortunately, no more music in the pod.
Yeah.
That is for every podcast all around. It's not just ours, so that's unfortunate. But we are back. We all went on a nice vacation separately. Noah did his own thing. Fran and I did our own thing.
We went radio silent for Noah the whole time.
We didn't talk to Noah at all for the longest we've probably ever gone without talking to Noah. Noah, how? We'll start off with you, and then we'll get into our stories, which, I have some stories. But Noah, how was yours?
I don't think I can top whatever you have, probably. I'm just going to say
probably
that I went
not.
Solo. I went solo to Puerto Rico. I've never gone on a solo vacation. This just so happened. I was like, I couldn't really organize.
Was it worth it? Will you go on a solo vacation
It was definitely
again?
Worth it enough. Like, I would rather be by myself in Puerto Rico than like with people I know in New York City when they're still working.
Right.
But it was awesome. I just like explored like... I didn't check Instagram or Twitter the whole time. Didn't hear from Rhea and Fran. It was great.
Yeah.
You were probably so excited that you... Were you, like, waiting for us to text you and we didn't?
No,
we
I mean,
like, yes.
I believed you when you were like, I'm not going to text you.
No, it was perfect.
I told Noah I was blocking his number.
Yeah, the only text was when we first left and we got a text from someone at work in our group chat. And Noah's immediate text, like, didn't answer the question, just said, we're on vacation. Like, it was, like, about a guess. Like, would you want blank? And it Noah just said, Kelly, we're on vacation.
Yeah, Noah was giving no answers. He said, we're on vacation.
That was it.
Noah,
last
you needed
time.
That vacation. You worked very hard. Yeah. I'm glad that you got what you wanted out of it.
Will you go on a solo vacation again, ever?
I would never, like, if I have the option
to not.
Yeah. I would go with people.
Yeah.
But, like, I would recommend it to anyone. Like, it's cool to do at least, like, once or two.
Yeah, you're glad
times.
You did it.
Yeah.
It's now
no,
in
no
your
regrets.
Checkbox, you did it. No regrets.
Yeah.
That's good.
Did you, like,
I like Puerto Rico.
Did you eat at restaurants by yourself?
I kept sending to
that's
people.
That's the only
like,
thing that I have a hard time
I kept
with.
Sending
like,
to people,
so
you know, and
to
forgetting
go
Sarah Marshall, where he goes to the restaurant joint. He was like, do you want, like, a magazine or something? Like,
yeah.
I kept thinking of that. I went to, like, two restaurants. And it wasn't that bad, like, sitting by myself the way it was set up.
Yeah.
There were some where it would be weird, and I just avoided that. But, no, it was good. Like,
good.
Yeah.
Good. That's good. No, we're happy for you, Noah. We're glad you had a good vacation. Fran and I went to Aruba with...
Lovely trip.
Brianna Chicken Fry and Kelly Keegs and Bree's roommate, Grace, and longtime friend. We had a great time. The last night was a night for the ages. Not sure Fran remembers any of it, but I do. I can recall what happened.
To a certain point. Yeah. You don't really need to go
into... No, we won't go into too into detail. We won't go too into detail.
Well, I want to hear it now.
Okay, I'll give a little... No, I'll give a quick rundown of what happened.
Yeah, there's a certain level where I would prefer it ended.
Well, I mean, she didn't do anything crazy. I don't know why she's acting like this, because whatever she did was nothing bad. It was all funny from my point of view, who remembers it all.
Kill
someone. Yeah, we actually murdered somebody, buried their body, and ran away. No, the last night we actually met great people who were fans of Barcelona, fans of the show. There was an Armenian bachelor party who we met, and they were awesome.
Lovely,
we're waiting for the invite to the wedding, by the way. You know, I hope we told them we're waiting for the invite to their wedding.
We did say that.
They were a great group of guys. They were so much fun, so respectful, really had a good time with them. And then we met a group of girls on the last night who were... they listened to Chicks in the Office. They were fans of the show, fans of Barstool. And sometime between wrapping up at the bar, we decided we're going to jump into the ocean with these girls. Not the guys. I want that on record, because Hank was like, were the Armenians with you when you jumped in the ocean? And they were not. I want that on record. And the girls who listened to the show that jumped in with us, Jesse, Pauline, and Caitlin. Mm-hmm. Yes, we remember your names. They can attest to that.
I couldn't remember the night of.
Fran could not remember at all. We all proceeded to jump into the ocean naked together. Mm-hmm. We went skinny dipping at like 1 a.m, which was a fucking blast. I will remember that till the day I die, and I hope they remember it as well.
You were like wearing clothes. That's why, like,
well, yeah, we weren't in bathing suits, so we were in clothes, and then we took the clothes off to go into the ocean. Freeing feeling.
How
such
was
a great
it?
Feeling.
Was it like dark?
It was dark. It was pitch black out.
It wasn't like a beach, like
No, it was 1 a.m. It was.
And
it
Grace
was,
acted as our security.
Yeah,
guard.
Grace, because Kelly
People
Keys,
around.
Which we talked about. We ran into Kelly Keys maybe hooking up with somebody on the beach. Bless you, Fran.
Thank you.
Hooking up with somebody on the beach. We run into her. He runs away. As soon as he sees us, he runs away. And they, as we're in the ocean, nobody can see us because it's pitch black. We're in the ocean. They come running back. This guy lost his phone in the sand. And Grace stepped up as our bodyguard and said, there are naked girls in the ocean. You guys got to step away.
Step away.
Get away. So she shooed them away. We had a great time. And then it went downhill because... I don't think I became the mother of the group. I just was the only one that had my wits with me. Like, I was the only one, like, remembering what was happening. When we got back to the hotel room, Fran was incoherent.
Dead body.
Worse than Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, way worse.
Duh.
Wow.
Way
one
worse.
Of the worst ever.
No,
one, in my
actually,
entire
probably
life.
The worst she's ever been.
Like,
ever.
Literally in my entire
she
life.
She fell asleep in the bathtub the entire night with the water running. I had to check on her every hour on the hour to make sure
with
she wasn't
water
drowning.
Running?
No, but
she
I
wouldn't
I,
shut
I,
the water off.
I would... I mean, look, I do remember... Like, I was coherent enough that I remember waking up, turning the water... Like, not... I was not... I would turn the water off when it was full, and then it was like the drain was weird. It wasn't like you couldn't fully close
well,
the drain.
Well, it was
drain.
Being clogged with your throw up as well.
Well, that...
Come on. In the bathtub?
Probably didn't need to share that part, but yes. And
I had to.
There must have been a toilet somewhere.
Well,
she
Kelly
didn't want
was,
the... Kelly was occupying
the toilet.
So then I had to pee on the balcony because both of them were throwing up in the bathroom. I'm the only one who didn't throw up, which was a major surprise and blessing. I don't know how that happened.
I'll tell you how it happened. You didn't drink the same drinks we were drinking.
Yeah, maybe not. Or, yeah, I think I was just smoking more than I was drinking, which is always my go-to. And I just didn't end up like they did. But let me tell you, it was a show for the ages. I was having a good time.
What were the drinks that caused you guys?
I don't know.
I mean, well, first of all, Kelly was drinking these blue tropical martinis, which were killer. And I was drinking painkillers. It's just rum. It's just rum is like a delayed, it's such a delayed reaction. Like when you're drinking it, you're like, oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'll have another. I'm fine. I feel fine. I don't feel that drunk. Like I'm good. And then an hour later, it's like, why did I have
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I was drinking mostly beers, I think, yeah. and then espresso martinis, but I wasn't having like the major rum drinks. Yeah. So that's where that ended up. Fran woke up in the bathtub at 6 a.m. and finally got into bed. Kelly was running around our hotel room like a nudist. Like, she was like, I've never been this naked in my life. Like, it was a great night, and the best way to end the vacation was having this major, like, unfortunately Bree missed the whole thing actually, because yeah. she passed out at 9 p.m. and missed all of this, which is unfortunate, but we really had a great time. Very nice people from the Netherlands we kept meeting.
How early
was your flight?
A lot of children.
The day after that. Like, did you have to wake up and go to the airport? Yeah. I saw that picture of you, like, hunched over.
We almost delayed the flight, but we couldn't get in contact with anybody.
I was, like, in bed, like, just making noises, moaning. Just hurt. Somehow packed all my stuff. Like, didn't forget anything. Like, the whole trip home, I was like, oh, God, did I remember this? Oh, did I remember this? Like, thinking that I probably left so much stuff in the hotel room. No, everything made it back in the suitcase. Everything made it home. But, yeah, no, it was a... Getting up and leaving was a struggle, because also in the airport, you go through U.S. Customs there instead of when you land. So we went through that. So we went through security twice.
There's like 500
just
things.
Like, you know, so that, many lines.
That, you know what that story reminds me of? That scene in Bridesmaids where they're all just throwing up and shitting.
That's exactly what was happening. I'm telling you, that's what was happening.
Pretty
it was
accurate.
Hilarious. Such a fun time. And just to point out that...
Had a blast.
Yeah. I mean,
the night was amazing until
the,
it wasn't.
The night was so much fun.
Yeah, it was so fun.
I will remember that night for the rest of my life. I think it was one of the most fun nights I've had in a really long time, obviously, just because with the last year, like,
so fun.
When can we have done that?
Yeah.
So that was so fun. Earlier in the night, Fran and I were being approached by legit children. Like, a kid staycation, came up to me with braces, and I was like, he had braces on, and I was like, you gotta get away. This is, first of all, I got a boyfriend. Second, this is illegal.
Like, this is so illegal.
Like, in what way were they coming up to
you? Like, you're enjoying your vacation?
Trying to chat.
Trying to flirt.
And he had braces. So I was like, that's a no.
I couldn't tell if they thought we were, like, very young, or they thought they were just like, damn, look at those old
chicks. Oh, they didn't know who you were.
No, young boys that live in Aruba.
Like, I couldn't tell if they were like, look at those older ladies on their vacation.
Yeah, I have no idea what was happening, but at one point it felt like a speed dating from the Netherlands. Like, these kids were just swapping seats with me. I mean, Fran and I were like, we don't want to speak to any of you.
Yeah, it was just...
It was definitely funny.
Aruba was very good with their COVID rules. So, like, the five of us couldn't even sit at a table together. We had to split up. So, because of that, like, it looked like me and Rhea were sitting at a table with two open seats, just like
waiting for someone to sit
down.
And let me tell you,
because it was like, oh, look at those two girls and those two seats open right next to them. They're like waiting for someone to.
And those two seats kept being filled because these people, they just kept revolving, like a revolving door. These two seats were just sitting with me and Fran.
There's
we were like
a school bus outside.
One of them thought Rhea was older than me.
Yeah, that did happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like. Could go either way.
It could.
Yeah, not crazy.
Totally
not
could.
Crazy, but it was...
Well, first of all,
Fran was just happy because she is older.
Yes. And also, I thought he was going to... At first, it was a sting because I thought he was going to guess like really young because I was like, how old do you think we are? And I thought he was going to guess really young. And he said like 28, 29, and I was like, oh, fuck.
He guessed that I was 30, and I almost jumped into the ocean and killed myself.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, it was tough. Which I was just like... We don't look. I don't look.
But then
30
that's why I was
old.
Like, maybe he thought we were just these hot older ladies.
Yeah,
on their
but
vacation.
I will say, his friend came in with the save and was like, "No, you two are two angels sent from above." Yeah. And I said, "Do you say this to all the Americans who show up here?" Like, we weren't having any of it.
Yeah,
and but it was definitely
no. They were.
It was definitely
fun.
Funny.
It was a very fun trip. It definitely was.
Yeah.
Very relaxing, like just sitting on the beach. Oh, we did a banana. We did a banana boat that there's no evidence of.
We did a banana boat.
It's my biggest regret. My biggest regret of the trip.
You didn't go jet skiing? I almost did, and then I was too lazy.
We went on the banana boat, and
no evidence.
Me and Kelly
flew off of it.
Fran and Kelly fucking flew off the banana boat, and then right after that, I was like, I gotta go tubing. Like, as soon as I got
she's
off the banana...
Junkie. Yeah, she's a water...
Rhea is
actually a water sport junkie where, like, we got off the banana boat. We were disheveled. We got knocked around on this
thing.
We got
abused on this boat.
And she was like... let's go tubing. And me and Kelly were like, we can't.
Yeah, so I went tubing with Bree and Grace. We fucking flipped over in that tube. I thought my life flashed before my eyes. I was like, where the hell am I? We all popped up out of the water, looked around. We were like, oh, thank God we're all in this water together. It was nuts. And we also did, we cannot forget, the Jolly Pirate booze cruise where one of the workers single-handedly fell in love with me.
Like, correct.
I was almost worried he was going to follow us back to our hotel and never leave.
Like, is it like a encouragement guy from Couples Retreat?
Oh, no. No. Not like that. But he was something. He followed me to the downstairs of the boat. I was in the bathroom. And I pop out of the bathroom and he's standing outside of the bathroom with a bucket of water and just dumps the water on me as soon as I walked out of the bathroom. And it was very strange.
Oh, no, it was
bizarre.
She came up from the bathroom and Kelly and I were like, I think we got to get off this.
Yeah,
boat.
Yeah. Like, I was like,
we were
this
like a little worried.
He
at
was,
that point.
Yeah, he was like, clean water. And I was like, okay, thank you. And I just was cackling, laughing so hard because I was like, this is the most awkward thing I've ever encountered. But still a lot of fun.
No, we had a very good time.
Still a good time.
If you saw, Kelly posted her rope swing. It was fantastic. And you won't be seeing mine or Rhea's because we face planted.
No.
Oh, wait, do you have a video?
Oh, we have.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
face planted right into the water.
I got the wind knocked out of me.
I sent it to Joe and Joe was like, why didn't you just hold on? I'm like, Lottie, easier said than done, Joe.
It is.
Easier
said than done. When you start thinking about it too much, you're like, I got to hold on. All of a sudden you let go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I couldn't feel my chest after. Thought I died.
I still feel a little bruised.
Yeah, we got beat up on
but
this
for,
trip.
Yeah.
We took a lot of hard hits.
I woke up without any of my nails. They're gone. I just got to take them all off now. I woke up and was like, oh, they're goodbye. They're yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, win some, you lose some. And it was mostly a win.
Mostly a win. Love the Armenian bachelor party. Mm. Hope to get the invite to the wedding. And love Jesse, Caitlin, and Pauline, who we jumped in the ocean with. And we will have that memory forever with them.
Yes.
And I posted it on my story, and many people were jealous that it wasn't them. Yeah. They were like, if only we were there and could have jumped in with you guys. It's almost like a one-time-only thing. I cannot see myself getting Fran to do that again.
Now, everywhere you go, people are going to try
to
do that.
That's not true. I'm a down for skinny dipping late at night after drinking too much. I did it in Italy with my family.
Your family?
My sister.
Oh, I was gonna say you went in naked with
No, it was my sister. It was my sister and these people these girls that were also at a bar with. And yeah, that one didn't go over very well because we weren't really in like a totally dark. We were like off to the side of the bar.
As long as you like stay under the water.
No. We were not like out in the open or anything, but it was definitely not as hidden as we were on this trip.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm down for it. I like a good skinny dip.
Yeah, it was very freeing.
Very refreshing.
Very, very refreshing. Great feeling. Great times. But now we are back and we are ready to dive into some pop culture topics.
No pun intended.
Yeah, no, good one. But I don't have the energy to laugh at that. I don't, but it was good, definitely good. What else are we touching on? What else did we miss while we were away? I'm trying to think of what else I wanted to talk about.
I will say we're not going to talk about it too in depth because we have other topics we want to talk about because you know obviously we've been gone for a few days now. But Taylor Swift re-released. Fearless, it's just fantastic. It's just absolutely amazing. Kelly and I like could have cried in the hotel room listening to it, honestly. It just kept
Speaking
us going.
Of music, that stuff that we missed, the day that DMX died, like everywhere I went, it was just blasting, which is like, I almost got chills just like walking around in Puerto Rico, like cars driving by. Damn.
We played some Party Up.
We did.
X gonna give it to you.
We did.
They didn't want to play it on the booze cruise though, because there were kids and they said, oh, well, that was another point of... we got on this booze cruise and there were 10 million kids. And we started a dance circle. I forgot about that. There was a dance circle and moms were shaking their thangs and so were the little kids.
It got wild.
It did. It was
in a great way. It was an unexpected turn.
A very
this family.
Unexpected twist, but good times.
Yeah.
I think it's time to get into the topics. We have quite a few fun ones and a great interview that I think everyone will be excited about. We will be talking about Pete Davidson confirming his relationship with Phoebe Dynevor. We got the TikTok drama between Nessa and Jaden and Josh and Mads and Dave Portnoy and the people we work with. We will also be talking about Summer House / Southern Charm, mixing it up together. Yeah. Prince Philip also died while we were away, so that was something. Travis Barker got a tattoo of Kourtney Kardashian's name. And Matt James is with multiple Graces.
We don't know.
Is he with Rachel Kirkconnell? We're going to dive into it. We also have a fun game of trivia, Beat Rhea and Fran. And we have an awesome interview with Luke Bryan, which was recorded a few weeks ago. And
yeah,
so we
like
know.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, like 3 weeks ago, maybe a little more than that. And so we know that right now he has Corona. He's missing the first episode of American Idol. We didn't touch on it, any of that, obviously, because this was recorded a few weeks prior and we were told to hold off on releasing it until now. But still a great interview that everyone will very much enjoy. So let's get into it, starting off with Pete Davidson.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So Pete Davidson has been doing these Zoom interview / class meetings with different colleges around New York, New York City. I feel like the tri-state area, it seems like.
All over. This one was Marquette, I think.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So he's expanding. He's expanding colleges.
Yeah.
He just moved into his new apartment in Staten Island. He gave an apartment tour on one of the Zooms that I saw people posting all over online.
Really sharing like a lot.
He is sharing
a lot.
It's
not just like a talk with a class. It's like, we're learning about his personal life in a lot of this.
Right. And I'm just confused, like, Pete Davidson, come on the show, because you could tell everybody what's going on here.
Yeah.
Because all those kids are recording you anyway and posting it everywhere. So just come on Chicks in the Office, please.
Yeah.
Anyways, they asked him relationship questions, and he said that he is dating his celebrity crush.
Yeah.
And he didn't say who, but we can all assume that with the news reports and all the articles that Pete Davidson is in fact dating Phoebe Dynevor, and that's awesome. His celebrity crush, Pete Davidson, does it again.
It's just so impressive that Pete has continued to date, I feel like, his celebrity crushes anytime he's asked this question in any relationship he's been, like, oh, who's your celebrity crush? He's had the opportunity multiple times now to say, oh, I'm dating my celebrity crush. It's happened multiple times. And you know what, also, side note, I didn't realize, and I think I might have saw it on Dumas, I don't know, but I can't believe I didn't put this together, that Phoebe, did you watch Younger, I forget.
Only some of it.
Okay. Phoebe Dynevor plays a character on Younger that I just did not, like, watching Bridgerton, watching everything, I was like, oh, this new up-and-coming actress, she's so beautiful, she's so great. Meanwhile, she's been a part of this part of Younger, which I watched every episode of. And I was just like, oh, I was taken aback by that because I just completely did not realize. But I think that with Pete, it is very interesting that he continues to have these, like, I guess, high profile relationships, when a lot of the times it just doesn't work. But I just think it continues to show how much of a hopeless romantic he is. He always talks about how he's, like, such a hopeless romantic and he wants to be in these relationships. And he just continues to date, like, these big stars. And now Phoebe is, you know, not ginormous, but is on her way to be, probably.
I feel like it's going to take the right girl for Pete Davidson to really...
Right.
He obviously wants to settle down with somebody, right? Like, he's
does
a hopeless romantic.
Way,
he goes all in when he's in a relationship. But I feel like it's going to take the right woman to acknowledge all of that and accept it all. You know, who's it going to be? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm rooting for them. Like, I root for Pete Davidson in every relationship that he's in.
I know.
I feel like he's such a sweet person. I feel like he's misunderstood in some aspects of his life. Obviously, he deals with certain shit that, you know, people who don't deal with it can't speak on, don't know what's going through his brain. And I just feel like he is very charismatic. He's funny. He's got that charm. People love him. And so I root for Pete Davidson so hard in every relationship. Yeah. I root for him to snag his celebrity crushes.
Every time
he has a celebrity crush, he gets them. But there's a reason why. You know, it's not just like, oh, he's just Pete Davidson. That's why. Like, Pete Davidson was never that famous. Like, Pete Davidson became super well-known after the whole Ariana Grande thing. He was well-known before that. I'm not saying that's what made him famous, because it's not. He was famous before.
He says that, though. But he says Ariana Grande made me famous.
Just like people...
Well, yeah, definitely. I for sure did. Yeah.
Really started to pay attention to him a lot more, and his dating life became a huge topic of conversation.
Yeah.
And now everyone just roots for him. So I'm hoping that Pete is just happily settled one day in his Staten Island apartment, looking out on the water. He's so excited in these Zooms. He's like, look, I'm on the water. And he's just so excited about it. And I love it.
Yeah.
Nice apartment, too.
It's a beautiful building.
Beautiful.
Beautiful building. I did see the pictures of the building and the inside. It looks lovely.
Yeah. So good for Pete Davidson. We're happy for you. And we're cheering you on. R.I.P. Prince Philip.
Yep.
He's gone. Sorry.
Is that going to be it?
No. I mean, that's it. That's it.
That's all you wanted to say about it?
Well no, that's not all I want to say about it, but that's the way I wanted to start it
off. I didn't. For a second, I was like, I thought you were going to be like, no, I just want that to be the segment. I don't want to say anything else. Skip to the next topic.
No. I mean, really just R.I.P. Yeah. Prince Philip. Peace the fuck out. We've been waiting for you to go. Sorry, that's nasty, right?
It sounded better when he's still alive to be like, oh, like,
yeah.
But now he's
actually dead.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah. You can't talk like that about people who have died. Oh, he lived a good life.
He did.
I saw one 99 headline.
99 years old.
99 one headline that actually made me laugh out loud was, the Queen is doing amazing following his death. And I'm like, then I looked into the article and it was like, just weirdly worded, but like that's just a funny thing.
Okay, how fucked up is it that I just did that? Are we keeping that in?
Oh, we're keeping it.
Oh, wait, and look, Prince Philip isn't.
We could keep this whole conversation in.
He was only a few weeks away from 100. That sucks.
Right, that's the thing.
I realized that's so close to 100.
I feel like if he was.
Two months.
His birthday is in June.
June 10th, and he died on April 9th.
I feel like if he was younger and this was more of a tragic death, then I would obviously be a little more considerate. But the pictures of him...
He lived a very long life.
He lived a very long life.
And he was ill.
And he was ill.
He was ill towards the end. Like,
I mean, he looked bad.
It was only a matter of time at that point. It was like the heart condition and the...
And he's evil, no? Didn't we talk about this?
I've been watching The Crown lately, and he might not be great, but Andrew is just worse than anyone.
I don't... Yeah, I personally don't put Philip up there as like as one of like the really bad ones. I'm sure
probably was, but I thought Philip was the one we were waiting for.
Charles is the worst one.
Okay, that's
Charles is evil.
Yeah.
Charles is, in my opinion, the worst one. Prince Philip is Charles's father, and he and the Queen
married for
73 years they were together, I think, something like that. He's 99 years old. The funeral arrangement stuff seems interesting because with, you know, lockdown and things like that, they can't have that many people. So it seems like it's going to be a pretty intimate affair. Prince Harry is going.
I think he's in
London now. Well, Meghan Markle's not.
Oh. But I mean, you go for your grandpa.
Of course, but you also go for your husband's grandpa.
I guess, but maybe
she's pregnant.
There were so many funny TikToks
being Princess Diana seeing
Prince Philip in heaven. Oh. Like, oh, and man. It's just her like, fuck.
Oh, man. I saw some reports saying that Meghan was not cleared by her physician to travel because she is pregnant. Seems like not an excuse, but like, yeah, you're pregnant. That's a very easy out. Like, to be like, oh, I'm not. And then there was more reports saying that she didn't want to go because she didn't want to be like the topic of conversation. Right. Like, which is fair. I get that, where it's like, let Prince Harry go. It's his family.
But it's funny because now the topic of conversation is her not going.
She's not going.
Yes, but I think there would have been a longer news cycle and more stories about it if she did go. Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like if she went, we would be talking about her going and what was happening behind the scenes way more than just saying like, oh, she's not going.
Like just going back and like the queen's there and everyone you left like and you just did that interview and it's like,
it's also hard to have the first like big event happen after the interview be a death. Right, where it's like it's not like a happy occasion. It's like a death where it's like you show up and you're like. Sorry,
you think the queen is gonna date anyone?
Oh, for the love of God, Noah! No,
I'm joking.
That's hilarious. Oh my God. I didn't even think about
she's
that.
She's on like
there's been
app.
A Tinder.
There's been so many. I did see so many memes about the queen like that's getting back in the dating game.
Yeah, I mean it's been 73
no,
years.
No.
At that
queen,
point,
no,
you just
no.
hang it up.
Yeah. She lived a long life. Oh,
she could have like 10, 15 more years ahead of her.
Yeah, but you really think she's going to dust it off?
No, it's... To be honest, she might be happy to have some years on her own.
She's like, I've been waiting for this.
Right, she probably has been, honestly. She's probably like, oh, got to take care of him. I'm healthy.
I mean, since they're like... I don't know if they're when they went to was it Australia or Africa in like season one of The Crown, and I'm like, she looks like she's annoyed with him already, and they were like,
oh well, like, yes,
young,
yes, that's been they've had a very up and down relationship, but you know,
R.I.P. Prince Philip.
They've been partners for a very long time, and
that's always that's, sad.
Yeah, it look 99 is pretty impressive, I will say.
And she's 93.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, 90. Her birthday, I think, is coming up. Her birthday is in April. April 21st, if I'm right on this.
April 21st?
Yeah.
She's turning 95.
She's turning 95.
Yeah,
okay.
So she's 94.
Right she's now. 94, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It really, but the thing is, it was, of course, huge news, and it's someone in the monarchy dying, and that always gets international coverage. But like we had been talking about after the interview and everything that happened, it was like it was coming.
Yeah,
it was coming.
So there's a lot going on in the TikTok world. If you are into TikTok, then you will enjoy this segment. If you're not, I would still recommend listening and maybe learning a thing or two so you can get involved. Because the TikTok drama is something to follow. So here's how it all went down. There's four people, main people involved. There's Jaden and Mads. And Nessa and Josh. Mm-hmm. Jaden and Mads were a couple. Josh and Nessa were a couple. Mm-hmm. Now, a week or two ago, Mads put up a TikTok where she kind of alluded to the fact that Nessa was the reason her and Jaden were breaking up.
Yes.
Now, listen, Dave was running around the office when this was happening. He was like, we got an emergency BFFs. He's like, you got to see the shit that's happening. Yeah. Emergency BFFs. They get Josh.
Josh and Dave do a podcast together called BFFs at Barstool, if you also don't know
right.
that.
So they get on BFFs. Josh is like, I don't know. These are two of the people closest to me, Jaden and Nessa. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to believe. I don't think that they would do this to me. That whole thing. Obviously, Josh is such a sweet soul. So it's like you feel bad for him. Then I felt like it died down a little bit. And it was kind of like, okay, Josh said that him and Nessa have no chance of being together anymore. 0% of there being a future. He's done. He doesn't think anything happened, but they're done. Then Alex Cooper, Call Her Daddy. Now we got Call Her Daddy in the mix.
Yeah.
Post a promo with Mads.
Yeah.
Going on Call Her Daddy to reveal everything that happened with Jaden and Nessa and Josh. And in the whole podcast isn't even out yet, so that will be interesting to see what happens there.
Right, when you're listening, it'll be out.
In the promo, Mads mentions that Jaden likes Nessa, there's some shady shit going on, voice notes, deleting of the messages.
Yeah, can I just say that I felt bad, but I laughed. Like, there was something... like a time machine of like watching this girl cry with the sunglasses and the hat and the hood that took me back to like being 16 and having my friend cry over a guy and being like, really? Like she's so like, and it's cut together. So I'm excited to listen to the whole thing. But when she's just like, and then I found out Jaden likes Nessa.
It's like, crazy. The promo was great. I was on my.
I was like, oh my God, it wasn't like I found out like that they're hooking up or some big event happened. It was like, I found out that Jaden likes Nessa.
It's crazy. Like, I mean, it's insane, though. Oh, it's crazy that this is happening. They're all best friends, and they're all going behind each other's backs.
So I'm interested, though. What is really the relationship between Mads and Nessa?
They were good friends.
But not recently, though.
Not recently. They stopped being good friends, but they were very good friends.
Okay.
So then the Call Her Daddy posts this promo. Then shit hits the fan because Josh and Dave and Griffin and Michael Gruen, who's their manager, they're all in Miami.
Who's also 22. Who's People also 22. Don't know that he's that
I thought he was 40. He's 22. Yep. And he's got some crazy tweets. We'll get to that. But they're all in Miami, and Jaden and Nessa are spotted out to dinner together and going into a car holding hands. They're holding hands after they denied everything that was going on between them two. Yeah. By the way, they have a song together and they've been performing on Ellen, Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. So they've got this thing going, the music thing.
Yeah.
So that's why people
have been with Travis Barker.
Yeah, with Travis Barker, which we'll get to him later on. There's been some speculation. Now they're seen leaving dinner, getting in the car, holding hands. And so I don't know how true this is, but somebody screenshotted that Nessa's phone background is a picture of her and Jaden, which is fucking mind blowing. So now they're all in Miami. Josh sees this. He's in Miami. Dave's sitting at the dinner table with Josh. Dave gets in the mud. He starts commenting on TikTok room. He can't help himself. I don't blame him. Yeah. He gets on TikTok because he knows how to do this shit.
He's like protecting his child.
Yeah. Well, he's protecting Josh, but he also knows how to run the internet and he knows how to get people talking. And this is the way you do it.
Yeah.
He starts commenting on TikTok room being like, I don't know exactly what he wrote, but it was something like,
piece of shit.
Like calling Jaden a piece of shit. He was like, just shitting on Jaden, obviously, protecting Josh. And then Jaden gets scared and he's going on Instagram Live and he's like, Dave is saying he's going to destroy my life. I don't want Dave to.
He wrote,
fuck this Jaden piece of shit. Now I'm bringing it is what he wrote. This all.
Fuck yeah.
This all happened like Monday night after 1 a.m. Eastern as well. And I saw the post on TikTok room and then was up for 3 hours. Like I couldn't fall asleep. Texting Bree, like talking. Everybody's awake. You were the only one asleep.
I was sound asleep. I woke up and I was like, whoa.
Did you wake up to like how many texts? 100.
100 messages in that group chat. And I was like, what the hell is going on? So obviously Dave gets involved. Jaden goes on Instagram Live. He's like, Dave, Portnoy is going to destroy my life. I don't want that to happen. He's like begging Josh to call him. Josh wants nothing. He wants nothing of this to be online. Josh blocked him. Josh tweeted that he wants to take this all offline. At this point in time, I think Josh needs to realize that he's in the game with Dave Portnoy now, and this is not going to be taken offline.
No.
Like, this is online now, and once Mads went on Call Her Daddy, which, power to her, like, she wanted people to know the truth, and I totally get that, so I feel like here's the thing. You have a lot of speculation, right? A lot of people on TikTok are like, what happened?
Like, no one knows. No one will know people, the real truth ever.
People are shitting on Mads. People are shitting on Nessa. People are shitting on Jaden, Josh, whatever. But when you have all the speculation and you are Mads and you know all the information, you're going to be bursting at the seams to be like, I need people to know what happened to me. So I get why she is doing this. There's a lot of people who are like, this is so immature. This is how they make a living. This is how they get the people talking. What don't people get? This is social media. Of course they're going to air it all out. So we've got that going on. And now at this point, it seems like they're going to do an emergency of BFFs pod. I'm not exactly sure when that's going to drop. I'm sure Josh will tell his side of the story.
Yeah.
And I think that more is going to be revealed when the episode of Mads on Call Her Daddy comes out, because I think more information will come out. As for like, here's the thing. I feel bad for Nessa in some circumstances just because I know that she struggles a lot with her mental health. And I would hate for anybody on the internet to bring her to a really, really dark place.
Right.
Like, I think that is terrible. And I don't think that any of that should happen. But if you're going to be sneaking around with your boyfriend's best friend, shit's got to be called out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like Jaden and Nessa are not going to skate by easily with this because Josh is Jaden's best friend. Their rooms are next to each other in their fucking house.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling. How are they going to go home from Miami and live in this? Jaden's going to have to move his stuff out.
I don't know how Michael Gruen's going to walk back into that house. He's had a lot of tweets. He's put a lot of tweets.
But take the heat, then leave Miami. It's just
so many tweets. It's like he's acting like this is World War III. And Jaden and Nessa on this date, like, it was just very... The way Jaden spoke to the paparazzi, and then, you know, they both... posted this picture of Nessa posted on Instagram, a picture of the two of them, wrote, "So happy right now." Jaden commented, "Same." Like, they were so excited. Because on one side, like, these two just had their biggest career moment ever. Like, they performed on The Ellen Show. They're freaking out. Like, they're, like, so happy they're having this massive career moment. And it's like, okay, maybe they're going out to dinner to celebrate. But then it's like the way Nessa's like holding on to him, standing behind him. Then they get into the car and you see him grab her hand and hold on to her hand. And it's just like, okay. And the way, like I said, I was up so late. Like, I just watched the whole live. Jaden on live made it seem like he kind of insinuated that there may have been a conversation with Josh already where it was like, something might be happening with Nessa. And I don't know if Josh like said, okay, or like if it must, like, I okay kind of thing. But now it's actually happening. Like, then it was like a hypothetical conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I don't know, you know, maybe I kind of like Nessa or whatever it is. Cause the way he talked and he was like, oh, Josh, like I thought we were good. Like I thought we cleared everything up. Like, and that, you know, that's very different seeing it straight up in your face. So Josh, you know, like I said, blocked him. And Jaden's like, I went to jail for this guy. Like, I went to jail for this guy. And he was detained for 15 hours.
Yeah.
And look, very fair. And it's just so crazy because they're kids. And it's like, I'm willing to be detained for you and take one for the team for my best buddy, but I can't resist going out with your ex-girlfriend. Yeah, just like, can't do it.
Must like, have her.
Really?
So now I'm going to play devil's advocate for a quick second, though. Jaden and Nessa, like, listen, I'm on Team Josh right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Josh is doing the podcast. He's doing the podcast at Barstool. Him and Dave got this thing going. How are we going to... We're Team Josh.
Yeah.
Jaden and Nessa, though, are making this music together.
Yeah.
Right? Their careers they have on the a bond. Rise together.
No, they have
this
bond.
For sure. Mm-hmm. They are falling in love. What is anybody supposed to tell them? No, it's fucked up. You should be able to stop. You should pump the brakes and say,
this
is not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
But they are young and they're like, this is happening.
Shit that happens when you're young. Like when you're 17, 18, 19, your friends like hook up with the people that you've dated. Like, it's just, I feel like there's always been, every friend group has that one friend that, like, they went there. Like, they weren't supposed to, and
they went there.
It was a whole big drama in your high school, but they did it, and everyone freaked out. It was the same thing with Josh. Like, Josh had said in their last episode, like, this is all such high school drama. Now, just imagine if, like, your high school drama was broadcast to millions of people.
Right.
It's like, yes. Yeah, Jade is like, this isn't a reality show. This is my real life. It's like, okay, well.
Well, it's all in the open,
yeah.
And we're talking about it. Here's the thing. I think Jaden and Nessa just got to go all in now, and they just got to date each other full out.
Right.
Because if they just go dive right the fuck in, and they just date each other full out.
They just got to be in love now.
People will be like, oh my God, do we ship Jaden and Nessa? Because I do see people saying that they love Jaden and Nessa together. Like, some people aren't even mad that this is happening.
Right.
Some people are like,
lost in the music.
They got lost in the music.
Lost
their
in the
vibes,
power of the
they
music.
They go together. Mm-hmm. They go great together. So people are,
they're just
are
a little
kind of cheering for them a little bit.
Duo.
But from a friend standpoint, it is so fucked up what both of them are doing. And I think only more is going to unravel from this. I mean, Mads was mentioning Lil Huddy in her video. Where's Charlie going to come in? I just feel like it's that day in the summer again where when Lil Huddy posted that note of everything that everyone's doing wrong and everyone just popped off. July 6th. And we also have to remember.
I got so deep into this last night. The way that the TikTok crowd and fan base and these young kids talk about these moments, it's literally like monumental. It's like July 6th, like they're talking about July 6th like it's the day that lives in infamy. Like, it's like this, and now like April 12th, like Add it to the list.
Yeah, I'll remember this day forever. Yes. I'll remember July 6th forever. I remember exactly where I was. I was driving home from Scituate, Massachusetts, and I saw all of it go down, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
And so I feel like only more information is going to come out about all these people. And listen, if you're not, you just got to, if you're denying, why are we focusing on these young kids? Why do we watch reality TV shows?
Yeah.
Listen, hop aboard the train.
This is some of the best. Like, this is the Laguna Beach on social media.
It is. And it's something else to watch unfold.
Yeah.
Also, TikTok room is gone.
Fuck. It's devastating.
Who got it taken down?
That's when I decided I had to go to bed. Like, I kept refreshing TikTok room. And then when it was gone, I was like, that's my cue. It's 2:30 in the morning. Guess I should go to bed now since
Fran,
TikTok room is gone.
I'm not even going to lie. I woke up this morning and was like, should Fran and I make a TikTok room? Like, we just start a separate TikTok room now that TikTok room is taken down.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
I know.
Something to
think about. I know. There's somebody's got to step up.
Right. Could be us.
Somebody's got to step up.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
A little Travis and Courtney update. They are, you know, we kind of debated what this relationship was like long term. Is it endgame? Are they soulmates? They might be. Travis has now gotten Courtney's name tattooed on his body. However, there is such a big difference in someone getting your name tattooed on you when they have, you know, a few tattoos. Maybe nothing crazy. Their first tattoo ever. If it's their first tattoo ever, maybe run away. But if it's like, if they have a few tattoos, it means something, seems very significant. For a guy like Travis Barker, who is covered head to toe in tattoos, it doesn't feel as serious, if that makes sense. Like, because he just has so many.
I feel like it blends in so well. He has so many tattoos.
Yeah.
I feel like these two crazy kids are just having a good time. They seem pretty serious right now, but it's one of those things that it's like a flame that burns so bright so fast.
You said the same thing about MGK and Megan Fox. They're still together.
Well, I just said that they are not going to get engaged. I don't know about Travis and Kourtney. I don't think Kourtney Kardashian is going to get engaged to Travis Barker anytime soon.
You think that tattoo has to sting a little bit for Scott Disick? Like, just a tiny bit.
For sure.
Be like, Scott Disick is probably, some other guy's name is tattooed on my
of course.
Mother of my children.
He's probably so upset about this, but they seem like they're having a good time.
Yeah, yeah. It does seem like a whole nother level. They're very kinky on social media. Like, more than we've ever seen. Like, Courtney is posting ass pics. She's tagging, tagging Travis. Travis posted a picture of him drumming. And it said, I gotta find it. Hold on. It said, all day I dream about sex with you. And he tagged Courtney in the photo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, so
pray for Mason District.
Oh, they're just like, it's they're a little, they're sexual. There's some major sexual vibes, which is great because I feel like this has been a little bit of like a sexual awakening for Courtney. I don't really know if she's been as, I can't even believe I'm saying, like, I don't think she's been as like sexually fulfilled in the last few years.
I mean, who knows though?
Who knows?
Like, we don't know what's going on in her sex life.
No, we don't know, but I just feel like
when you're when you're shouting it from the clouds.
Yes, right. Like, I just feel like her presence on social media has been so much more sexual than it has.
Yeah, there's no way Eunice cared if Kourtney Kardashian came or not.
Like, yeah, like, I think she's, like, really getting taken care of.
Yeah, good.
You know what would be cool that I just thought of? I like Megan Fox and MGK, but what if MGK started dating Kim? And then they just had this, like, punk rock family.
I cannot see MGK.
No, you can't
and Kim
see it,
together.
But just, like, the idea that.
The idea.
Punk
yeah,
rock
yeah.
Guys
right.
Are like,
yeah.
Yeah. I just can't see Kim Kardashian and MGK together at all. But I'm going to need more double dates from Megan Fox, Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah.
I wonder how Megan Fox feels about the Kardashians. You know?
Yeah, I wonder. Megan Fox just seems too chill to like really
care about anything
at
all.
Yeah,
where? Okay, so at first, when Megan Fox's kids would come up into conversation, it was like, of course she's taking care of them. Where are they, though? Because she is always with MGK, honestly. Yeah. At this point, we are always seeing Megan Fox with MGK. Where are the kids?
She just doesn't ever, she doesn't ever post her kids, you know?
And MGK does have a daughter, so maybe they all hang
out. Yeah, like she's just someone who I think has never really posted her kids on social media anyway. Like, because remember when he posted the kids' faces, that whole big thing, Brian Austin Green. So it's like, I don't think she's actively sharing that much of her children in the first place, but when you're in love and you just want to scream it from the rooftops, that kind of seemed to be the vibes we were getting on social media from them. And I just got to say, since we're talking about Scott, kind of, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer debuted, and we are in for a doozy of a season. I'm very excited. We haven't heard that much from filming, which is why I was like, what are they going to talk about? Are they sharing these things? Are they not? In the trailer, Erica Jane's full-blown, we're talking divorce, we're debating, they're screaming, there's yelling, did she know about the lies, the deceit, everything? And on top of that, you got Amelia FaceTiming Lisa Rinna being like, I'm hanging out with my friend Scott. Kyle Richards is like, he's too old, he has three kids, like they're yelling about it. It's amazing.
It's everything we wanted. All this news came out, we were like, is Scott Disick going to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Who knows if he's going to be on it, but he will be talked about. Maybe a little Lisa Rinna, Scott Disick meeting on the show. It's all we need.
Oh, man. God.
Give it to us.
Yeah, seriously. We really didn't have confirmation, and getting that trailer was just icing on the cake. Transition, still in the Bravo world. I want to talk about what's gone down with Summer House and Southern Charm. Not necessarily on the show, but what's going on right now with them in their lives. We don't really, you know, as Southern Charm, I pop in and pop out of, watch, and obviously we pay attention to what's going on with, you know, all the Madison stuff really pulled us all in. So we pay attention and we see what's happening, and we've had those guys on the show and they're fantastic. And so we know that there is Winter House coming at some point. It's like they filmed it in Vermont, and it's a mix of cast members from Summer House and Southern Charm all together. And the rumors now are that Sierra from Summer House and Austin from Southern Charm started a little fling on Winter House that has continued. They're still seeing each other.
But when is Winter House coming out?
Everybody
keeps talking about Winter House.
Yeah. They filmed
it. Wouldn't Winter House have come out during the winter?
Well, no. They film it, and like, we might not get it till next winter. Think about how we get Summer House. Like, the Summer House, it films in the summer, but we don't get it for months after.
They can't wait until next winter to show us Winter House from this year.
No, I know.
That would be crazy. So maybe in the summer when Summer House ends?
Yes. Because I'm thinking, like, Summer House, they filmed, obviously, last summer. And Summer House this season started March?
February.
End of February, March? So, you know, 6 months. 5 months.
Well, we need it because I know, we're hearing about all this drama, and now I want to know what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. We want to see what's going on with Sierra and Austin. Now there's these rumors about Paige and Craig, because Craig has been dating Natalie and so in love, and this is the one, and it really seemed like they were happy together. But there's been rumors saying it's happening, and there's rumors saying it's not happening, that he is hooking up with Paige, or like there's people saying they saw them holding hands, they didn't see them holding hands. It's a lot of he said, she said between Paige and Craig. Paige and Sierra were both in Charleston this past weekend with Austin. They were, you know, posting all of them together. Craig didn't seem like he was there. But everybody's hanging out. Like Shep, Luke, Austin, Carl. I think one of the other guys from Southern Charm that I'm forgetting his name. All went to Nebacolin. We're golfing. They had a little boys trip. So everybody's hanging out. And I did see like one post on Dumois that said they're like really trying to combine the shows possibly, which is very interesting, but this submission said, have it on real authority that Bravo is combining franchises more than you think. Lindsay from Summer House is dating a new castmate from Winter House, a male model named Jason. He probably makes her sandwiches. Paige Summer House is hooking up with Craig, but I don't know. That one's up in the air. Unsure. Natalie deleted her Instagram, though, which is suspicious. Sierra is hooking up with Austin. Madison doesn't care as she is now hooking up with Whitney for all the Southern Charm people. Whitney also on Southern Charm. I think for the Southern Charm fans, that was blowing people away too. Shep, Austin, Carl, Luke are all currently spending the weekend together at a golf tournament. Bravo is combining the shows and the hose is what they wrote, but you should cross it out. So very interesting way to serve this all to us. And if they're all going to cross-pollinate, give us the show of all of them together.
I agree. I always rooted for Paige and Carl. So I'm not necessarily excited about this news.
Yeah.
Because when I first heard Paige and Craig, I was like, yes. And then it hit me. I was like, that's not Carl. Because the C words. I was like, God yeah, damn it. Carl. That's not Carl. Yeah. I was really rooting for Paige and Carl. I feel like they bonded a lot. I feel like they have great chemistry when we watch them on the show. Yeah. So I have always rooted for Paige and Carl. Now I'm going to have to wait and see how they all act together if I am rooting for Paige and Craig.
Right.
Now, I did go to Craig's Instagram and I saw that Paige has liked all of his recent photos, mm-hmm. which is a good sign. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they could just be friends liking yeah. photos. But when you have the little rumors behind it yeah. all, apparently, made it a little bit more interesting.
Apparently, Paige said the guy that she's been seeing.
And Carl did say that
normally
Paige
likes blondes, which is Craig.
Yeah. And Carl did say that Paige has a boyfriend on, I think maybe it was Watch What Happens Live or one of the shows. He slipped that she was seeing somebody.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Kind of sounds like...
It could be Craig.
Mr. Craig to me.
Could be Craig.
Craig has been on the show, no?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Craig and Austin sure and Shep. The right
yes. They yeah. all have. Yep.
And, they just do seem like they'd be a very fun crowd to hang
Let's
out with.
Let's get them back on.
Like,
Let's
I would really love to have... Like, watching them all hang out in Charleston, I was like, damn, that actually looks like so much fun. I think Sierra is, like, so cool. I'm obsessed with Sierra. So, like, going out with Paige, Craig, Austin, Sierra, like, sign me up.
I
would like to go out with them.
Still doing the nursing thing.
You know, probably not.
I feel like she doesn't need to be.
No.
But maybe out of the kindness of her heart, she does. Who
yeah.
knows?
Yeah. Yeah. At this point in time, she did. I think she filmed Winter House as well, obviously. Duh. Yeah. That's how she met Austin, so... All very fascinating tidbits going on between all of these shows. Like, there's just a lot of cross action going on.
Pollination.
Yeah. I'm going to have to see what happens. But the rumors are flying. To close on topics, we just got to say we don't really know what's going on with Matt James. This is another topic that there's just tons of speculation. There are... sightings of Rachel in New York. Rachel and Matt were photographed together walking around. There's rumors that, you know, Matt flew Rachel to New York so they could talk, but then Rachel found out that Matt's been talking to this girl, Grace. Well, apparently there's two Graces. There's multiple girls. She's upset. Matt's like two-time in. I don't know what's going on. It all seems very confusing. My only thought on this really is I'm just not surprised. Like, I just don't... Matt is... gonna play the field.
I don't know why anybody is taken aback by anything that's going on with Matt James right now. So I think where everybody is shocked and appalled is because apparently Rachel Kirkconnell was seen at Little Frankie's in New York City.
Yeah.
Crying her eyes out to her girlfriends, reading text messages from Matt James or
potentially
things from her phone.
Grace.
Potentially with Grace.
this unknown girl.
This Grace girl who went on live with Reality Steve.
Yep.
And I think that, Rachel and Matt James were also spotted in Williamsburg together. So people thought that Matt and Rachel maybe were going to be getting back together. People also thought that the way, you know, they thought that it was a whole PR breakup and that they knew that they were going to get back together and all, you know, details that I feel like maybe Matt James himself is confused about. Maybe he didn't know where he stood with Rachel. I feel like we saw that in the finale.
Yeah.
And now he's got multiple Graces on his shoulders, which is like, you got to just pick people different names, because now everybody's getting confused on which Grace you're talking to. Who the Grace he was talking to before the show, he told her to go on the show and she didn't end up going on the show.
Yep.
Now he's with a new Grace who's an Instagram model, who he was hooking up with this past weekend in Florida. Yeah. There's a lot going on with Matt James, and I think we just got to let him be. You know? I think he's dating. I think he's dating around, and I think that's the way it goes. The only reason why people are talking about him dating around so much is because they are curious as to what happened exactly with Rachel and him this past week, where she was crying at Lil Frankie's.
And also, we definitely have a different opinion on Matt James, I think, in general. Like, maybe we would be more critical of him if we didn't know him and like him.
But it's like
it feels very intense. And I also understand why fans of The Bachelor would be frustrated, because it does come back to the, you know, why are you going to be The Bachelor if you're not ready to settle down? And clearly he's not ready to settle down. Like, this guy wants to date. He wants to date around. Like, you, that's very evident through all of this. So it's like, I think a frustration of him even being the Bachelor in the first place. And Reality Steve sometimes needs to, like, take a chill pill. Because this Instagram Live was so serious. It was so intense of, like, he concluded the live, he said, be better at cheating, dude, a terrible liar, terrible cheater. Like, he's just, it got, like, a little aggressive, where it's like, Rachel, yes, he and Rachel have had this ongoing relationship, but I don't really know if he and Rachel were locked in, like, as girlfriend, boyfriend, and there's this whole big cheating thing. It kind of seems like maybe Rachel thought, like, things could progress and they could get back together, and then she found out that Matt was also speaking to all these other women, and that's devastating, 100% for Rachel. Like, that sucks. But it's just this whole thing, like, that, you know, Matt's been leading Rachel on and talking to her every day, and then once Rachel found out about Grace, Rachel and Grace spoke and, like, crossed reference, they shared their notes and realized what Matt was doing, and it's been this whole big disaster for Matt now. So
big disaster for Matt. I feel like we're only going to hear more and more about him dating other people.
For sure.
This also just reminded me that we have a major guest on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
We have a major fucking guest on Friday, and I just remembered
in person.
Our first in-person guest in a long time, over a year.
Yeah.
And it's somebody that you guys would never fucking guess would come on this show.
Yeah.
Hint, we've talked shit plenty of times.
Yeah.
And I think you guys are going to get your socks knocked off your feet. I really do. Like, I totally just remembered that was happening.
Yeah.
And Trent will be a part of it.
Yeah.
So you guys can get excited for that.
Yeah.
But when we post about this podcast, I want people to guess who the guest is going to be on the next.
Yeah, I'll make a graphic.
Make a graphic. We want the guesses out there.
And then maybe Thursday we'll drop the teaser.
Yeah.
Like, Thursday night.
Holy shit, I'm so excited. I have chills now.
I mean, no one has not talked to
I
really think everybody's going to know who it is.
Really?
Well, let's
well, let's not think, say, let's just see what they say.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's in person, and it's going to be something.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. All right, everyone, we are back for another game of Beat Rhea and Fran. This time we got two special guests, Jenny and Meg. They are together. They're friends. They're here. They're ready to try and beat us. Will they? Who knows? We've got vacation brains, so I'm not exactly sure how sharp we're going to be today. I'm feeling confident, though. Are you guys feeling confident?
Think so.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, they are.
I don't know, but
Jenny and Meg, they're ready.
They're confident.
Noah, how confident are you in your questions today?
Honestly, I had so many people send them in last night when I, like, posted on the story. So shout out to everyone who sent in questions. I didn't even mean to say that. I just can't help myself.
Yeah. We need a lack of a better word, so
I don't even know. Like, give me something else to say.
I don't know.
That's just my go-to.
Yeah.
A lot of people actually sign their email, their name, and then shout out, which is funny.
That's great. Okay, good. So we got a little joke now. All right, I think we're ready to play. Okay, so we are going to pick who goes first a new way. Once again, shout out to the person who sent in this idea. We're going to, Noah's going to pick a movie, and then we're going to go around, guess the Rotten Tomatoes score, and whoever is closest will be who goes first. Okay. So don't tell anybody who it is. We'll all go around, say our answer, and whichever team's closest, they go first.
Okay. Each one of you or just one per team?
Each one of us gets a guess. So okay. There's a, we get double the shot.
All right. Just Friends.
Mm. Okay. All right. You guys guess first.
Go ahead. Just
Friends. It's 65. Incorrect.
No, you're not supposed to.
Yeah, oh, wait, wait. Oh,
you're
I wait.
To wait till the end and see who's the closest.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we. Oh, you're not going to get it yet.
Yeah, too. We would go right. around forever if we
okay,
had to
never
guess
mind,
the
never
exact
mind.
Number.
Okay.
Okay.
65, but you don't know. It could be close.
Right.
All right. 72.
I'm going to go with. Just Friends. I don't know. I love the movie, but I think it could be low. 43.
54. Fran is very close. It's 42.
Okay, oh, so we got first.
I will right. go first.
There we go.
Wow, one off.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, really close.
Good start. At that's
what do you
little,
get if you get it
pump
on the
up
head.
I needed.
A little prize?
Yeah.
Yeah, candy.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, can you get little treats over there yeah. for us? Just throw yeah. them
here,
at us.
I want this Cliff Bar. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Question right. number one.
Wait, wait. We got to run through the rules for the ladies.
Oh, do you want to?
You're the host.
Oh, there's not that many rules. But we're doing 15 questions. If you get a question wrong, the other team has a chance to steal that question. Mm-hmm. Whoever has the most right at the end wins.
30 seconds on the clock.
30 seconds.
We decided
30 seconds.
Oh, okay. 30 seconds.
Unless it's a crazy question.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Unless
bumped.
Noah yeah. deems that it needs extra seconds.
Okay. First question, shout out Grace.
Shout out Grace.
Which actress was not in 13 Going on 30? A, Judy Greer. B, Brie Larson. C, Kristen, or how do you say this? Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst. D, Ashley Benson.
It's Kirsten Dunst because yeah. all the rest of them are in it.
Yep.
Damn, okay. Final answer?
Kirsten Dunst, yeah.
I didn't know how known that was.
Yeah,
I was shocked when I'm like Brie Larson.
I watched 13 Going on 30 like recently and had that same revelation. Yeah.
She
watching
plays
again.
One of the little girls.
Yeah, the six.
They
chicks.
Both. Yeah, yeah. yeah. Okay, 1 point to Rhea and Fran.
Thank you.
Now to Megan and Jenny. Shout out Kennedy for this one. Kennedy with a Y. We have a couple different spellings this time.
We're going to spell out everyone's
names. No, but like there's two
no,
different
you're
Kennedys.
Making it longer.
There's two different
time.
Kennedys,
oh,
and they both spell their name differently.
Okay.
We'll get
okay.
to that when we get to her.
Well, they
shout
would know,
Kennedy
they would
a,
know which question they wrote.
Yeah, true. Shout out Kennedy with a Y. Name five celebrities, not including the Kardashians, whose first and last names start with the same letter. Go.
Oh, okay. I can't even think of anything right now.
Five seconds.
Camila Cabello. Two.
Oh, time's up.
Sorry.
Right,
two, yeah, two.
That was tough.
Noah's game show host is so good. Oh, time's up. Next,
it's just
on.
So honest. It's so honest. All right. Okay. Our turn?
Yeah.
All right. We got Meghan Markle, Maren Morris, Camila Cabello, Jack Johnson.
Ryan Reynolds.
All right. 2-0.
All right.
And back to you guys.
That's a tough one to get first.
That was.
So that's
also,
a much easier one
you
to get on.
You should gave them a little 45
it's
a seconds.
Easier to one, what? Easier
you
one
think?
To get on the steal. I think anytime
you
have to list.
You need like 5 seconds.
I know, but I think when you need to list something, it needs to be a little bit longer.
Okay.
Because multiple choice, obviously, is super quick. Like, that's.
All right, this next one, you have to name them, but.
Give us 30 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out Kelly with an I.
Mm.
How many Real Housewives franchises are there currently in the U.S. and name them?
Holy fuck. Okay. Real Housewives of New York City, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of New Jersey, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of Orange County, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City,
Real Housewives of Dallas,
Real Housewives of Dallas,
Real Housewives of Potomac.
Okay, so that's eight.
I think that's it.
Should I run through one more time?
Yeah. New York.
New York, New Jersey, Beverly Hills, Orange County, Salt Lake City. What's the one I missed one? Atlanta.
Dallas, Potomac.
That's eight.
Eight, and those are all of them.
I have 10. But did some get discontinued?
On TV?
Did some get discontinued?
Yeah, there's ones that have been canceled.
Okay, well, here, I'll read the ones that I have.
Wait. Well, if they should get a chance to answer it.
Yeah.
I think they should get a chance to answer it. If they come up with the other two, but they're discontinued, we just get rid of the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. Discontinued. Any other ones that they didn't say? Okay, can we name all the ones that did say? New York, New Jersey.
Yeah.
The Utah, Orange County.
Yeah.
Miami.
Yeah.
Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
Potomac. Is that seven? Six?
Shit.
I just can't think of anyone that they didn't say. I know, I was just trying to think of like a random cities, like Chicago, no.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah,
damn, no, you're brutal. So what were the other two?
Said Miami, and Miami is one, but it was not. Miami's not on TV.
Okay,
right
so Kelly, I'm sorry, but your question seems to
you
not be fact.
You got a fact check.
But many people sent this one in, and they all said 10.
Okay.
Everyone said 10, but I guess the currently really was the main problem.
It needed to be
this is what I have.
The ones of all the ones ever is what you could have done.
Orange County, Beverly Hills, New York City, Atlanta, New Jersey, DC, Miami, Potomac,
DC.
Dallas, Salt Lake City.
DC and Miami existed, but they're not on TV now.
Should we scratch this question?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Because I think the question was...
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I would say we'd get the point, but we could scratch it. You said currently, and we gave you the
current
ones.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. You just need to be a better host. I'm sorry. That was rude. I think you're a great host.
We were technically right, but the question, Yeah, I think we just scrap it.
You went back and forth on your own question, which is like, you got to stick. If you were talking about currently, then it's currently. If you're talking about all time, it's all time.
I know. I know.
All right. Moving on.
I'll let everyone down.
You did, but we'll move on.
So is this to you or to them now?
Now
to
it's,
you? Or like, because you didn't get a question then? Like,
yeah. Then we'll get a new question.
Redo question.
Okay. Thanks to Amy for this question.
Fingers crossed, Amy.
Which two Bachelor alums currently have the most followers on Instagram?
Oh.
A lot of people send this one in.
Which
two? Tyler and Hannah Brown?
I want to say yes, but I also think maybe...
Caitlin Bristow?
Caitlin's up there. I think Tayshia's up there, too.
But I think...
JoJo also, maybe.
10 seconds.
Yeah, probably Tyler and Hannah.
I'm saying Tyler and Hannah.
Probably Tyler and Hannah.
Final answer?
Yeah. Final answer.
Wrong. Megan and Jenny.
Okay. I would say Tyler.
Yeah, me too.
And then I would definitely stick with Tyler.
Yeah, me too.
Not Hannah Brown.
No.
What
do you think?
Maybe.
Or is there
I'd say think of? Caitlin. Tayshia.
Okay.
Yeah,
true.
10 seconds.
Should we go Tayshia or Caitlin? Maybe like Dean?
5 seconds.
Okay. No, okay.
So definitely Tyler and who else should we go?
We'll do Caitlin Bristow.
Okay.
We'll do Tyler and Caitlin Bristow.
Final answer.
Incorrect.
Ooh.
The correct is Hannah Brown has the most with 2.6. And JoJo has the second most with 2.3.
Oh, so not even Tyler. Nope. I thought Tyler was a lock.
I would have guessed Tyler for sure.
Was a lock too.
Damn.
I kind of thought JoJo, but I didn't know where JoJo would have fit in there.
Yeah.
Because I just thought Tyler.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Now this is to Megan and Jenny. Shout out to Kennedy with an I.
Ooh.
Hopefully your question beats Kennedy with a Y.
Damn. Battle of the Kennedys.
Ruthless.
How many times was John B. said in season one of Outer Banks? A, 342. B, 149. C, 78. D, 451.
Go through
them again. Okay. I can say them. You want me to say them one more time?
How many times his name is said in the show? Can you repeat the answers again?
Yes. A, 342. B, 149.
Okay.
C, 78. D, 451.
I'm between B and C. Because I feel like 400 times would be, like, too much. What, are there, like, 10 episodes?
10 seconds.
I'm going to just pick one. Go B.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Correct.
Yes!
I knew it was B. I just rewatched it this weekend.
So you count when you
watch it? No, it's like 300 and something.
Yeah, I just knew.
And I think 78 was too low.
How much was B? 100 what?
149 times.
149. And I remember them talking about that as after it came out.
Okay, score is 2-1, Rhea and Fran.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, this is 2, Rhea and Fran. And thank you, Madeline, for this. What actor starred in different rom-coms with the following actresses? J-Lo, Jennifer Garner, Kate Hudson, and what were the movies?
Matthew McConaughey.
It's got to be Matthew McConaughey.
And it's How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, but also Fool's Gold.
J-Lo is The Wedding Planner.
Wedding Planner, which is
and
now on Netflix.
Jennifer Garner is Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
Yes.
I just watched
correct.
That one.
Correct.
Let's go.
All right. 3-1, reinfirm.
I like these questions. These are fun. People have really good questions.
Yeah. People are a lot smarter than we are, that's for sure. We're trying to come up with...
Right. There's no way.
Okay. Now to Jenny and Megan.
Yes.
Meg.
Jenny and Meg.
Oh, well.
Meg's our friend.
Oh, I think
she prefers
Meg. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Okay, Meg. Jenny and Meg. I like this next shout out because I'm shouting out the city too.
Oh, nice.
Maggie from Philadelphia.
Okay, I want everybody to start doing name and location.
Location,
that would be good. Be great. Yep, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Which of these songs was not covered in Bridgerton? A, Thank You Next, Ariana Grande. B, Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. C, Girls Like You, Maroon 5. D, Wrecking Ball, Miley Cyrus.
Did you watch Bridgerton? I did, and I know it's not Ariana Grande or Maroon 5. It's either B or D. Bad Guy or Wrecking Ball. I'm going to go D, Wrecking Ball, final answer.
Correct.
Nice.
Wrecking Ball?
Yes. All right. 3-2, Rhea and Fran.
Okay. We're moving. We're cruising. I like it.
This is to Rhea and Fran.
Okay.
Shout out Julia. Which three albums won Taylor Swift Album of the Year at the Grammys? Name them.
Did she win this year for Folklore?
God.
Or was it Dua Lipa?
20 seconds.
It was Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah. Red? Did Red win?
I have no idea.
10 seconds.
Red, Folklore,
five.
And 1989. It's not 1989.
Fearless?
All right.
Fearless
you
is
got
too
an
early.
Answer?
1989, Red, and Folklore.
Incorrect.
That's
and that's it. Jenny and Meg.
Yes.
Either
I'm
one
not going to get this right.
It's okay. Okay. I think Red, definitely.
Yeah.
Folklore. I feel like that was right. I don't think it was 1989.
No.
I don't think it was Lover. Was it?
I'm not the biggest Taylor Swift fan, so.
Speak
now. Maybe.
All right, you got an answer?
Okay. Okay, I think we'll do Speak Now, Red, and Folklore.
Also incorrect.
Is it Reputation?
No.
Is it Lover?
What
the hell?
The correct answers are Fearless,
1989,
and Folklore.
Oh, Fearless.
Oh, no, so it's not Red.
Okay.
It's not Red.
Wow. Fearless, 1989, and Folklore.
Yes.
Damn, okay, so I was right on 1989, but I really thought it was
Red. Was, like, the one I was, like, for sure of.
Yeah,
you know?
I thought so, too. Damn, okay, wow.
Okay, the score is still 3-2, Rhea and Fran. This one is to Jenny and Meg. Shout out to Ashley for this one. What artist wrote Ariana Grande's song, Just a Little Bit of Your Heart? A, Harry Styles. B, Ryan Tedder. C, Ed Sheeran. D, Jessie J.
I know that Ed Sheeran and Jessie J write, like, a lot of songs.
I know, those are the two I was in between, too.
Between those two, I feel like I don't really know that song too well, so yeah, I couldn't really figure out which kind of vibe would go for. That's kind of what I was going for.
Okay, Jessie J. Final answer.
Incorrect.
I don't even know what the song
is. I wish we could play songs.
My heart says Ryan Tedder, but that seems too obvious.
It does seem obvious because it's Ryan Tedder writes everyone's songs, but I also feel like
it's Ed Sheeran. Or what was the first option?
Harry Styles.
Not Harry Styles. So it's not Harry Styles, it's not Jessie J. It's between Ryan Tedder and Ed Sheeran.
10 seconds.
Let's go Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Final answer. Oh, okay, it's your final answer. Time's up. Incorrect. Harry Styles.
Wow.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We wrote that one off from the beginning. I thought I said no way it was him.
I knew
him.
You guys weren't going to get that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was shocked when I saw it. Okay, wait.
Damn. I had no idea.
Nope.
This is to... I'm losing track.
It's us.
Okay, it's to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Michelle. Rate these Jennifers from tallest to shortest.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Garner, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, I feel like Jennifer Love Hewitt is kind of short.
J-Law's definitely the tallest.
J-Law's... No, Jennifer Garner is pretty tall.
But I think Jennifer Lawrence is, too.
Okay, so I think it's Jennifer Lawrence, Jennifer Garner, J-Lo, Jennifer Love Hewitt. But is J-Lo shorter than Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like J-Lo's like...
15 seconds.
On the shorter side, maybe.
I think Jennifer Love Hewitt... J-Lo, I do think, is on the shorter side.
But Jennifer Love Hewitt is kind of tiny, yeah. Right?
5 seconds.
I would go Jennifer Lawrence, Jennifer Garner, J-Lo, Jennifer Love
okay.
Hewitt.
Okay, that's what final answer. Answer.
Yeah.
Correct.
Woo-hoo.
That's good.
Wow.
Yeah, that was good.
Ladies.
Ooh, I was really hoping we could get that one.
Know your heights.
Yeah.
All right. The score is now 4-2, Rhea and Fran. And this is back to...
This is question number...
Jenny and Meg.
Just want to know where we are in the game.
We have 5 left.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Finish this lyric. They told me all of my cages were mental. It's a Taylor Swift lyric. I should have said that.
Yeah.
They told me all of my cages were mental.
That's it? That's all.
That's all you're given?
You're given?
I mean, I thought it was a pretty recognizable.
So I got wasted in all my potential.
Sure. I literally have nothing.
Can you read the line again?
They told me all of my cages were mental.
So I got something in all my potential.
I mean,
it sounds like it'd be right.
Okay.
5.
Okay, yeah. Well, so I got wasted in all my potential. Final.
It's so close, I want to give it to you. It's so close. I mean, I feel like I should give it to you. There's like one word off.
I mean,
so I got wasted like all my potential.
I will 100%.
Yeah, we can't.
No.
That's right. Tough, and that's impressive.
Yeah. Because I also don't think I would have had any. I don't think I even would have come up with that. So
me either.
No.
Okay. 4-3, Rhea and Fran, and this is to them.
Oh shit!
Okay. Shout out Kaylee for this.
Oh, this is our question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which actresses make up the Monterey? How do you say it?
Monterey?
No, like Monterey 5 and Big Little Eyes.
Monterey.
Oh, okay.
What are you saying?
What are they? Okay.
Wait, I almost want to re-say that. That's so embarrassing. All right, just go. Just
okay. Shailene Woodley, Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Zoe Kravitz. Who's the fifth one?
Laura Dern.
Correct. Damn.
How could I forget Laura Dern? She's awesome in that show.
Would not have gone on that one. No.
Okay, 5-3. Oh, this is a movie quote, so I gotta play it.
Okay. Get very excited for this.
Yeah, no, I like the movie quote.
Yeah.
Very interactive. Yeah.
Okay, so what movie is this quote from? And I'm gonna play it.
I'm still so mad about Jerry Maguire.
I know.
All right, here we go.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
You want me to play it again?
Yes, please.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
Yeah, I literally, like, it's not ringing any bells.
I think it's also, like, action movie.
Yeah, definitely. I don't even recognize the voice, really. I don't think.
I don't either.
Seconds.
I don't have anything.
Just sitting here smirking.
No, we're gonna pass. Really, like, not even a guess.
Okay.
Dodgeball.
You guys know
correct.
It, though.
Correct.
Ben Stiller and Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Yep.
Great movie. Okay.
Nobody makes me blue my own blood.
6-3. They're pulling away. Okay, and this is to you guys.
Okay.
Shout out Molly. Which Grey's Anatomy? Which I can't read.
Oh my god! Man, no, if you're gonna be the
I will let you restart that one.
All right. But like now we're all laughing and I can't cut it.
Like. Now we're all having a good time laughing at me. All
right. Wow, it's been rough.
Yeah.
Which Grey's Anatomy cast / okay, I wrote this question wrong. God damn it. You know what? We're all on vacation mode right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, which Grey's Anatomy characters have been in every season?
Meredith. And Dr. Bailey.
I haven't seen every season, so I don't know.
Dr. Richard. What is Richard's last name?
I want full names.
No, I know.
What's
Richard Weber.
God, okay, but what was Bailey's first name?
Miranda.
Miranda Bailey. I kind of think that's it. Pretty sure everybody else is gone from the beginning.
Okay, 5 seconds.
Because Karev was the last one, he's gone. Okay, so Meredith Grey, Miranda Bailey, Richard Weber. That's it.
Correct.
Final answer.
Let's correct. Go. Nice.
I would have gotten that one. I didn't.
7-3. All right, last question.
Oh, God.
Shout out to Tessa and Laura from London, Ontario, Canada.
Nice.
Nice.
International.
Yeah. What were the names of the Jonas Brothers characters in Camp Rock? Full names.
Oh, God. We should know this. Shane Gray.
Oh, that, yep.
Why is nothing coming to mind? Right?
Is it Kevin and Nick?
Shane was Joe, right?
Shane was Joe.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like Kevin was Kevin.
I think so too. And was Nick?
Was Nick Nick?
Like, I mean, nothing else
literally
is coming.
A million 5 seconds. Times.
Coming
yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Nothing.
Shane Gray, Kevin, and Nick.
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, guys.
I only know Shane Gray as well.
This is tough.
The other two were kind of not even in
I'm pretty
it. Well,
sure,
they were, but...
I'm pretty sure Nick is Jason.
Really?
And I don't... One of them is Jason. I don't know if it's Kevin or if it's
okay,
Nick.
You don't need to name... Do they need to...
No.
I didn't say you need to,
no.
But it would be
Shane
impressive.
Gray,
no,
Shane Gray, Jason Gray,
and Michael Gray?
No, not Michael.
No.
5 seconds.
Shit.
Shane, Jason, and...
Kevin?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's it. That's all I got.
It's Shane Gray... Jason Gray, Nate Gray.
Nate!
Nick is Nate. Joe is Shane. Nick is Nate.
Kevin is Jason. Jason.
Yeah. And also, I had a bonus just for fun. What was the name of their band in Camp Rock? For any of you.
Connect Three.
No, that was it. I know something three, but I'm just...
Oh, my God.
All right, so I'll count the bonus, and Rhea and Fran went 7-4.
Wow. All right.
I'm
impressed with ourselves. Right. Thank you, ladies, for playing. You guys did a good job.
Hey, we didn't care if we lose. We just wanted to get some points on the board, so I'm fine with that.
You definitely did that. You definitely did.
I had to make a formal apology to Nick. I can't believe I got this character's name wrong.
That's tough. As a long time.
No, I know, I know. Tough. For the amount of times I've watched Camp Rock, right. It's just...
Yeah. Literally.
Because Jason makes the birdhouse. They talk about Jason. I always remember Jason's name. Damn,
yeah,
okay.
Unfortunate. Well,
and then in Camp Rock 2, he has the whole storyline with What's-Her-Face, the one that dates Adam Devine.
You know, Chloe Bridges.
Yes.
Yeah. That's okay. Unfortunate.
Anyway.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for playing. This
Jenny,
was a lot
Meg,
of fun.
Thank you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Also, keep sending your questions in to n.ives, I-V-E-S, at barstoolsports.com.
Yeah, no, get that cloud off.
Yeah.
Get that email
That email.
If you want to email anything else to Noah.
Yeah. Link your phone numbers. Just go.
All right.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, everyone, we are here with a very special guest, country music star Luke Bryan. Let me tell you, people are really, really excited for you to be coming on this show. I know we were talking to Fran's friends the other day, and they were like, well, can you tell us, like, the exact day and time you guys will be interviewing him, when it will be coming out? So we are so excited to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. I mean... certainly a big fan of what you guys do, and glad to be here. You know, do a little, do some girl talk, some chick talk, right? Is that what this is about?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because you're familiar with Barstool. You've done some of our other shows, so I feel like you kind of get the gist of it, but we put a little our own spin on things.
You know, it's so fun walking into, you know, the Barstool headquarters and seeing everybody in there. I mean, if, you know, I'm just jealous that I can't have like a frat house every day of my life, you know, but it's been fun being associated certainly with some of the stuff with Barstool. Yeah. And it was funny. I was out in LA a couple months ago, and Dave was at dinner with some guys, and you know, and this was before LA re-locked down all the restrictions, but I didn't really get to go. I mean, I said, Dave, hey Dave, it's Luke. I said, man, thank you for everything you've let me be a part of with Barstools. I kind of just fist bumped him. I didn't get up. You know, it was back when nobody was getting up, or still everybody's that way, but nobody was getting up into everybody's space. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad I could be a part of this with you guys, and certainly I'm glad y'all are having fun with your show, and yeah, it's fun stuff.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And what you said is funny, like frat house every day, because people on the outside are like, it looks like a frat house. You know, it's like dirty. There's shit everywhere. Like, there's
a bunch of dudes. We're all not
but clean
people
like,
is the problem.
Yeah, no, everyone's a bit messy.
Not dirty, though.
No,
like,
not dirty.
Belongings.
Messy.
Clothes,
belongings everywhere. Not dirty, though.
Yeah.
But there's like no frat guys here. You know what I mean? Like, all the guys that work here are like the opposite of frat guys. So it's so funny when people will be like, oh, those frat guys at Barstool.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a frat house without frat guys.
That's right. Yeah. It's frat house life. Well, maybe y'all need to just create a whole new term for a new segment for what they are, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll have to work on that.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, you got so much going on right now. American Idol is airing. You have your deluxe version of Born Here, Live Here, Die Here is coming out in April. Now, what is... Because we've heard the album. We love it. I was just singing One Margarita in Rhea's face all morning long.
All morning.
Because it's just one of those songs where once you get to, like, you hear it for 2 seconds, it's stuck in your head all day. it's great. So what's going on with the deluxe version? What can we expect from that?
Well, yeah, I mean, with when Born Here, Live Here, Die Here came out, we were originally going to put it out last April. And then obviously with the pandemic and everything, we're like, you know, it's probably not the best look right now. So we put it off till August, but we did decide to put out One Margarita for the summer. And, you know, we even like, I mean, some people, you know, how everybody is quick to judge about what you're doing during the pandemic. But, you know, I was like, well, people still are drinking margaritas out there and everybody still wants to have fun. So, so we put that out, but I had recorded like two or three extra songs that didn't make the original. And then I had written some songs that I really, really wanted everyone to hear. And then I found a couple songs too. So, I mean, when you're in quarantine, just drinking beer all day and you're not up anything, you know, so you're listening to songs and trying to find songs. So I was able to put some songs together, but I didn't want to wait, you know, like sometimes album cycles take a couple years. So I felt like I got some songs I really love. They really round out the album nicely. So I was like, hey, let's put six songs out there. And I think, you know, in the modern climate of music, I mean, I think fans are so accustomed to, you know, artists giving them new music, quite frequently. So I was like, let's put these out and get them rocking. So we're excited to have them out and glad to have this coming out.
Yeah, people are really excited for it because once you get like something that's kind of back to back like that in a short period of time, everyone is so excited. Like, whoa, what did we do to deserve this? Like, he's giving us more.
Well, you know, and I think fans, I mean, the way people get music and listen to music change, you know, when you hear a new song by somebody, like, you know, it's on your phone right then. And then if you love it, you can play it. I mean, you know, you can just play it out already. I mean, you can, in a week, a lot of people have already like, all right, I've heard it all I can hear. I know all the words. What's the next thing they got coming? So I think. Yeah. I think, you know, this day and age, you know, in the world where everybody's, like I said, on their phone constantly and there's new info coming at them all the time, I think fans these days just want new music coming as much as they can, you know, and they'll pick the songs that they really like and really gravitate to kind of be in their playlist and in the world. And the songs that they don't really like, you know, they'll just, you know, it's an interesting dynamic. I mean, I just like being able to put new music out and getting reactions from people. Mm,
definitely. Yeah. And what's the recipe for you for like creating just a really catchy song that gets stuck in people's heads? Like Fran was saying, she was singing the song all morning.
Alcohol, women.
Yeah. All Trucks. Of the vices.
Well, yeah. I mean, my recipe is just try to have fun. Yeah. You know, now I can't, you know, every song for my whole career can't be about partying and stuff. You know, I mean, it, you know, I've done a lot of
some of the best ones are. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, with me, it's pretty funny. You know, when I write a song, the first thing I do is like, I watch everybody around my house, like I got two boys, I got a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old. And when they're, you know, most 99% of the time when I'm listening to my new music, I'm listening in my truck going down the road. And so they're listening. And then the songs that they really gravitate to. Sorry, there's a fire truck going by.
It's okay. We can't hear it. You're good.
But so the songs that they really gravitate to, I'm like, because they'll insult me. Like, they'll be like, Dad, I don't really like the way you sound on that song. But
I was just
going to
ask how they treat you.
Yeah, they don't even know that they're being, you know, they don't even understand that they just totally trashed one of my songs. They're just they're just listening like kids.
Yeah.
But then I have two nieces, and I've got my two nieces that are like they're 25 and 22. And so then I bounce songs off of them because, you know, they're like, they're in the clubs and they're, you know, they're in the college world. So if Uncle Luke can give them a song that really is catchy for them, that fires them up. And then like with my latest single Down to One, that was a song that Caroline really, really loved. We were on the boat this summer and she was like, that needs to be your next single too. So she really championed that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just getting a lot of feedback from people in your family.
Yeah. I mean, and then I've got a whole circle of like people that, you know, that I work with, my band, my crew, all my folks within my management, they're giving me info too and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So just kind of sit back and watch people's reaction. If nobody reacts to it, then, you know, nobody really likes it. But like, second I played One Margarita, everybody was like, yep,
yeah.
this is going to be big.
It's a hit. Yeah. What as Uncle Luke, do they make you like make videos for people? Are like, oh, my friend is like a really big fan. Can you like make a video saying hi? Like, what's the treatment towards Uncle Luke?
Oh, constantly. Which is fine. You know, I mean, my nieces, everybody has fun. I mean, my parents are the worst because they're like, you know.
Yep.
Like, don't forget where you come from. Mm. You know, you need to, my dad, God, he sends me just random video requests all the time. But, you know, the fun thing with my nieces, you know, if I'm around them and one of their girlfriends has got a birthday, we'll FaceTime and I'll wish them happy birthday. But they're pretty, you know, we're pretty chill about all that. We have fun with it all and really don't overthink that. Anybody in my circle when somebody calls me up and they're like, hey, will you send so-and-so? Like, literally, before we got on, I just did one for my videographer. He had one of his girlfriends was turning, you know, she had a birthday, yeah. So I just gave her a little birthday shout-out. So I'm doing that all the time. So it doesn't bother me if the nieces do it.
Yeah. And you said, you know, you're in your bar in Nashville right now. What? And I just assume – I've never been to Nashville, but I just feel like – if I were to go to Nashville, if I'm not running into a country music artist like around every corner, it's a failed trip. Like, I just feel like do people still freak out when they see you around there? I just feel like there's and you all have bars, you're all doing so many things, you're out and about. How's the Nashville environment?
Well, you know, like if I'm at my bar, which we hadn't fully opened yet, but if I'm at my bar, I mean, it's kind of craziness, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Crowded.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but like if we're out where we live south of town, mm-hmm. I've got a couple restaurants that my wife and I would go, we're quite frequent at, mm-hmm. you know, people just really respect, people respect, that you're having dinner or lunch or whatever, but you know, I mean, but there's also somebody's got a kid with them, yeah. That's a big fan, you know, you're never gonna I don't that stuff doesn't bother me. I mean, if I want to go grill out, I run down to the grocery store and go buy, I go get all the stuff to grill out, and you know, people in the supermarket, you know, they're like, you know, we love you, thanks, yeah. Thanks for your music and stuff like that, and it's pretty chilled around Nashville, yeah. But I mean, when you start creeping into the downtown tourist, like bar hopping party area, mm-hmm. you know, it would get a little interesting for me. But I mean, what are y'all waiting on? Why? We gotta get out of this.
I know.
Get out of this pandemic. Get y'all to Nashville.
I know.
Yeah. I have a friend who just moved to Nashville, yeah. And he raves about it. And he's like, "You guys gotta come visit." And I want to. So it seems so fun. Everybody, like you said, the bar hopping.
My girlfriends have been trying to plan like a girls' trip for the last year, but obviously traveling and all these things, it's hard right now. But like Nashville is the top of our list. Like we really want to go.
I saw people started really having a lot of bachelorette parties there. You
yeah,
know,
it's a big bachelor
going
scene
to like
now.
Vegas, and now it's like people
forget Vegas.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to Nashville.
Vegas.
Yeah,
it's like even in the bar. I mean, there's multiple bachelorette parties, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like 10 a night.
Oh my gosh.
For like, I mean, it's like Bachelorette Central, and you know.
What do you do at your bar? Like, do you?
Oh, well, I mean, first of all, I got to give out, you know, I got to buy everybody beers, right? You got to buy the house around. And then, but you know, I mean, thankfully, you know, there's a lot of levels. So we'll come down and, I mean, I've done quite a few events here where I get on stage and play a little bit, but then, you know, I've got a little VIP section that if I need to take a little, right. You know, if I've gone more than 30 minutes without properly being able to have a beer or a drink, you know, I can go up there and get a couple drinks down. But yeah, you know, the main thing is, I mean, literally I'm walking around like an owner of a bar, like, yeah. That's your experience, you know, fill out this recommendation, you know, give us 5 stars.
Review
or
us on Yelp.
I'll do that. But,
yeah. Do you go around and like, oh, just checking in, how's the food? Do you do that thing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're going to put your name on it, right. It's an extension of what you are, you know, it's, you know, if, like I said, I mean, if someone comes up to me, I mean, I've had people come up to me before and they were like, oh my God, we had the best time in your bar. And that's what I want people saying. If somebody says, you know, the hamburger was terrible, you know, then I'll call my folks and I'm like, hey guys, you know, somebody said their hamburger, you know, sucked or whatever. So I'm like, but you know, that's just the way just the way you have to be in tune with this stuff. And, you know, I'm constantly, you know, well, things have kind of been, you know, cause we've been essentially shut down for a year, but, as things open back up, you know, then I'll start my buddies, you know, I'm always having buddies come in. Hey, can you reserve me a table on, you know, at this level or whatever. So my phone will start ringing off the hook for people to come enjoy the bar. But, and I'll be ready for when it's back packed and, you know, packed out in here.
Yeah, definitely. And you have, like I said, American Idol is on currently Sundays, ABC, and you've been a part of this show for a few years now. How have you liked doing American Idol? And it's just been like, you know, it's been around for so long. How do you think that the show kind of evolved after it, you know, took a break and then you guys brought it back? And it kind of feels like a different vibe now.
Yeah, I mean, I think first and foremost, me and Lionel and Katie as judges, you know, we're about having fun on the show and we're about keeping it loose and not really worrying about our self-promotion. And I'm not saying other judges did that. I'm just saying, like, it's funny. I mean, we catch a little flack as judges from time to time because we'll give some kids two and three audition opportunities. If we see a glimpse of like a promise and something unique about them, they may not actually be the best singer that you hear on the show, but a lot of times we'll roll the dice on them because they got something magical in the room. I mean, sometimes the magic in the room gets lost on TV, but what I'm most proud of is I think that we just really have their end feelings and emotions in mind and trying to motivate them to keep their dreams alive. You know, you don't want to tell a kid just because they can't sing like an American Idol person, if they're a okay singer and they're not American Idol material, they may go on to be a prolific songwriter or record producer, or they may, you never know, you know, you don't want to, and I'm not saying the old Idol did that. I mean, I think we obviously, you know, everybody knows that Simon was, mm-hmm. you know, he was told it like it is. And that was what made a lot of people watch. I think what makes people watch this day and age is it's a show you could really sit down and watch with your family. And you feel like you're not going to have to, you know, you're not going to have to, you know, tell your kids to earmuff it, you know, young kids watching. And I think you're going to have some emotional, you know, there's always some really emotional moments. And I think Idol is really good at telling the stories of the kids and really telling stories that encompass America and pulling, you know, there's, you know, no two kids that come in that room look the same. They're all from different backgrounds. And one kid is, you know, from the Northeast with problems that kids in the Northeast have. And then some kids are from California and their challenges being a kid from California is a completely different struggle than some kid from a poor rural area. And I think American Idol really does a wonderful job at telling all those different stories. And, you know, I'm just lucky enough to have a front row seat, you know, and try to, you know, I mean, even I watch it on TV and I'm like, oh, we messed that one up. We probably should have sent them home. But it never hurts to give somebody maybe one more shot,
right,
too.
So, right.
Yeah. You're, you know, giving people hope.
I think people at home
even
don't
by
realize.
Watching it. Yeah.
People
bit.
Get so
What's
nervous
that?
Too.
I said, you're giving people hope. Like you said, it's not like, oh, you're completely done in this world now that you're not like the greatest singer ever. You can take different paths. And then people watching at home are like, well, I kind of sound like that person, not like the greatest person ever. So maybe I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I look at icons through the years that a lot of icons out there in music don't have the big voice that would have won American Idol. Mm-hmm. You know, they have the creativity and the ability to write the songs that complement their voice. So, you know, we like I said, I mean, we this year, you know, we've sent some head scratchers through, but I think that what the viewers at home need to realize that, A, when we send them to Hollywood, that means we have more work to do in Hollywood. I mean, it's like,
right.
if we send more numbers through, then we're just kicking the can down the road. So if we're sending them through, that means we want to just try and see if they really show up with like I said, sometimes they're so nervous, it's affecting their whole vibe.
Yeah.
But we see a sparkle in their eye. And like I said, sometimes, I mean, I lay awake at night and I'm like, gosh, I shouldn't have sent that kid home. And, you know, you kind of want a mulligan sometimes, but hey, it's part of the role. Yeah. It's what you sign up for. And I love being a part of the whole vibe of Idol. It's really inspiring and fun watching these kids, you know, watching a kid go from some introverted kid that it's really kind of not out of their shell, and knowing that your words encourage them and bring them confidence, and to watch your encouraging words start developing them into a confident person. And then it starts, then they start believing in themselves. It's really, really fun to be a part of.
Yeah.
Well, we saw that with recently, and I think you know what I'm about to bring up. Everybody was talking about it with Claudia Conway. She was nervous, and then you guys were like, let's try that again. And then she sounded better, and she opened up more. And people were talking about this everywhere. Obviously, you know, her parents are very well-known people, and she's become well-known herself because of TikTok. What was your point of view from that experience, and now what the feedback is afterwards?
Well, you know, I didn't, and like I said, in the room, her first, I can't remember. I think she got two songs on her first audition.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't impressed on the first one. And I, you know, I did give her a no.
Yeah.
But she did grow a lot. And, you know, and I think we caught, you know, I think I even read some headlines where people are like, well, American Idol, you know, they're sending her through to piggyback on her notoriety. And, you know, I mean, I don't really look at stuff like that. I mean, we're in the room, we're seeing 30, 40 kids a day. And, you know, I don't remember, did Claudia Conway come in as the 35th person or was she the fifth person?
Right.
I just know she came in, and you know what? Lionel and Katie saw something in her to send her through. And, you know, what we've sent some talent through this year that didn't have, we've sent some talent through to Hollywood this year that didn't have as good as a voice as she did. So we're seeing, you know, we, if there's some promise or there's something interesting, it never hurts to check it one more time in Hollywood. It never, you know, and so I think that's kind of the situation with Claudia. I mean, do I think she's a great, great American Idol singer? Probably not, but you know, will it be interesting to see if she does grow? I mean, she's still a 16-year-old kid with a lot of like pressures and a lot of things that, that, you know, I mean, she puts her life out there on, certainly on TikTok, and I'm sure she's, you know, I don't really follow her on TikTok, but I'm sure she's very, a very polarizing figure. So even if we'd have sent her home, we'd be catching, you know.
Yeah, it goes both ways. For sure.
But anyway, you know, I think it was an interesting moment, and it was pretty intimidating meeting her dad. You know, her dad was, you know, you're always worried that, you know, I told her a no, so I'm like,
right.
Hope her dad don't go, you know, checking out my taxes or something, try to, you know, get me in any trouble with the government.
Right. All of a sudden, there's a Lincoln Project video on Luke Bryan. Oh man, yeah. No, that is funny, and it's true. But it is worth, you know, giving those kids another shot. And I actually love that you guys do that on the show, because I think there are times, and you see it, because either they, you know, they're young, maybe they pick the wrong song, and you say, like, you have something else. And when they sing something else, I feel like most of the time it is so much better than the first thing that they pick.
Yeah, even when we go out there and we relax them, I mean, we see, you know, we see, like, if you can fix them, if in 3 minutes you can make them 20% better in 3 minutes, then you can – you can say, all right, you know, you got 2 out of 3 votes. We're sending you through to Hollywood. And if they can go do the work between then and now, listen, we send a lot of them through that were on the bubble. And when they come back, we're like, what were we doing? You know,
right.
Like we had the Cuban guy, you know, the Cuban guy that did the Pitbull.
Yeah.
He did the Pitbull thing. Well, you know, I mean, he's not a singer.
Right.
You know, but you know what?
Entertaining. I mean,
he's an entertainer.
He's an entertainer.
But you know what's funny is, you know, when I fly into Vegas, I see as many DJ signs on the sides of those big casinos. I see hype men and DJs and all that. Yep. You know, this guy may go be some.
There's a space for
crazy, crazy DJ. But you know, I mean, is he a singer? You know, no, he's not. But It was fun. And, you know, I think people, you know, we are making a TV show too that you know, it's kind of like, you know, you kind of make people need to watch your TV show. So it's just fun to be in there. And, you know, you, like I said, I mean, as judges, I make mistakes. And Lionel and Katie do the same. And when we all reconvene, we're like, what were we thinking? You know, but hey, you know, the beauty is I think everybody knows that we really love it and we're trying our best for the show.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Luke, we have to wrap up, unfortunately, but thank you so much for talking to us. This was fantastic. We hope to have you back on because
definitely.
I feel like we could talk to you for forever. Yeah. So you all can check out Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. The deluxe version is out April 9th.
Yep.
American Idol, Sundays at 8. And the ACM Awards are April 18th, and you are nominated for Entertainer of the Year and Album of the Year. So I feel like everybody can stay tuned for that, too.
Yeah, and listen, you know what? Let me know when y'all get to Nashville. We'll get you we'll get y'all some bottle service at the bar.
Yes. That's
we're coming.
I'm gonna clip that and send it to all my friends because they're gonna freak out.
They're like, we're planning a trip today.
Yeah, they're like, that girl's trip we wanted to go on, it's happening next week. No. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you so much, Luke. It was great meeting you.
Y'all have a good day. Thank you.
Bye. All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We are so happy to be back. We hope that you're happy that we're back. We love you guys, and get ready for Friday.
Get ready for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready.